Job chapter 34. Moreover, Elihu answered and said, "Hear my words, ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. For the ear trieth words as the palate tasteth food. Let us choose for ourselves what is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job? He drinketh up scorning like water, and goeth in company with workers of iniquity, and walketh with wicked men. For he hath said, It profiteth not a man if he delight himself in God. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be wickedness from God, and wrong from the Almighty. For a man's work will he render to him, and cause every one to find according to his way. Yea, surely God acteth not wickedly, and the Almighty perverteth not judgment. Who hath entrusted to him the earth, and who hath disposed the whole world? If he only thought of himself and gathered unto him his spirit and his breath, all flesh would expire together, and man would return to the dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this. Give ear to the voice of my words. Should he that hateth right indeed govern? And wilt thou condemn the all just? Shall one say to a king, Belial? To nobles, wicked? How then to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich man more than the poor? For they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight the people are convulsed and pass away, and the strong are taken away without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his steps. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he doth not long consider a man to bring him before God in judgment. He breaketh in pieces mighty men without inquiry, and setteth others in their stead, since he knoweth their actions. And he overthroweth them in the night, and they are crushed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they have turned back from him, and would consider none of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who then will disturb? And when he hideth his face, who shall behold him? And this towards a nation, or towards a man alike, that the ungodly may reign not, that the people be not ensnared. For hath he said unto God, I bear chastisement, I will not offend? What I see not, teach thou me. If I have done wrong, I will do so no more. Shall he recompense according to thy mind? For thou hast refused his judgment, for thou so choosest, and not I. Speak then what thou knowest. Men of understanding will say to me, and a wise man who heareth me, Job hath spoken without knowledge, and his words were not with intelligence. Would that Job may be tried unto the end, because of his answers after the manner of evil men. For he addeth rebellion unto his sin, he clappeth his hands among us, and multiplieth his words against God.